Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look, we don't have to say it. Rick Ross said it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Don't take it from us. Yeah. Take it from Rick Ross.
If you missed that interview, it's online at odyssey.com. We need to talk to our man Connor Riley and talk some dogs. Connor, what happened? I thought this baseball team had a real chance to maybe win the College World Series.
No, Carl, and that's sort of what happens this time of year. Now, I think it speaks to where Georgia is, to where this is seen as a disappointment, and given where the program was when Wes Johnson inherited. But you didn't just see this with Georgia this weekend. Number one, Vanderbilt lost. Number two, Texas lost. There are a number of teams tonight playing to try and advance to the Super Regional. Like, as good as this season was for Georgia baseball, it just goes to show how much you need to go right in these sort of regional setups where, yeah, you might have home field advantage, but one team gets hot, you have some bad pitching, as Georgia did on Sunday afternoon, and your season can come to an end prematurely.
Yeah, I know that high expectations, because certainly, you know, you've invested in the baseball team. You got a good manager. He's built something. We got good pitching. Wes Johnson, I thought, it's a guy that this is going to be the next step. But, man, and nothing more heartbreaking than a walk-off from Oklahoma State.
No, and especially when in the top of the ninth of that game, you've got runners on second and third. You know so much about situational hitting this time of year, and you strike out three straight times. And so you go into the ninth with bottom of the ninth with a two-run lead. You quite frankly don't feel all that good about it. And you give up two-run homers, and just like that, your season's over, where in the span of 30 minutes you're thinking, all right, we'll go play Duke, try and beat them and advance to Monday. But season ends, and as great as the year as it was for Georgia, because I do think they showed proof of concept and that they can sustain and compete in the SEC in a year-in, year-out basis, taking that next step is the big one for Wes Johnson, because this is a program that has not been to the College World Series since 2008. And that's coming up on close to 20 years now. And that's something where Georgia – you see in Auburn advancing the Super Regionals. You see other programs in the SEC getting close and making the College World Series. You want to be there, and I think Georgia knows and understands that, and now they have to go out and make that next step.
Let's shift gears. Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Georgia loses out on another top recruit, tight end Mark Bowman. Let's talk about him and what happened there. If they really expected him to come, he commits, by the way, to USC.
Yeah, this is a guy where, you know, you look at the success that Georgia has had specifically at the tight end position. This is a guy they've been recruiting for a long time. They made real investments in Bowman in terms of the time, effort to go out there to California and recruit him. This has been seen as a Georgia-Texas battle between the two programs. It was going to come down to a head. And then seemingly out of nowhere Friday afternoon, he commits to USC. My understanding is that USC made a very strong financial offer to him, not just for 1 year, but for three there. And it sort of just speaks to where things are with college football right now. And I think when you're a Georgia program that has recruited at such an elite level for so long, and you recruit a certain way, and you still have a ton of success recruiting that way. Georgia signed the number 2 overall recruiting class last season, and they have the number 5 ranked recruiting class right now. But you look at the way recruiting is done in this day and age, it can become a lot more frustrating, especially for Georgia, who has landed more 5-star prospects than anyone. I think in this age of unregulated NIL, aka essentially pay for play, other programs are being more aggressive and making more lucrative offers than Georgia has been willing to. Mm. And that's cost them in the likes of Justice Terry. It cost them, I believe, Jackson Cantwell. And now it cost them once again with Mark Bowman, a 5-star tight end who, you know, whether or not he ultimately ever ends up becoming this was always going to be a question, but has drawn early comparisons to Brock Bowers in part because he is a California tight end.
Talk with our man, Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. You had an article that came out talking about the schedule and how it's going to kind of define Georgia early on. Marshall and Austin Peay, so don't have to really get into it. You can sort of ramp it up. But then it's football time in Tennessee. And then Alabama. By the way, do we know who the starting quarterback of the Vols is going to be?
We don't yet. If I had to guess, they're probably going to go with Joey Aguilar, the guy who transferred in from UCLA after, obviously, Nico Iamaleava goes to UCLA, and just because the guys that they have behind him, Jake Mecklinger, who's out of the Savannah area, and then George McIntyre, retro freshman and true freshman, whereas at least Aguilar, you've at least seen some stuff. That Tennessee game, yes, it's going to be on the road. In all likelihood, it's going to be Gunnar Stockton's first career road start. That's a game just flatly, if Georgia's going to do what they need to this year, they have to win, given, I think, where Tennessee is in the pecking order within the SEC. And yes, that's an early season road game. I do think Georgia's helped by the fact that we know now that game's going to be at 3:30. And Georgia's had no problem in the past winning there, especially against the Tennessee team where Kirby Smart, I think, just flatly has Josh Heupel's number. For all the offensive wizardry that Heupel brings to the table, he's never scored more than 17 points against the Georgia team. And with the questions they have at quarterback, I don't really see that being the case again in 2025. So if you're Georgia, you're going to be favored when you go up to Knoxville there. And that's a game with, given what they have after that, both immediately at the Alabama game on the 27th, but also later in the season at Auburn, home against Texas, home against Ole Miss, Tech in Mercedes-Benz. At the game, if you're going to make the college football playoff, you have to win.
Yeah, look, the Ole Miss game is going to be a get back. They'll be fired up and ready. I think Texas, speaking of get back, playing them at home wants to spoil Georgia's season. When I say that, they're not going to beat them, and not Georgia won't get in the playoff with that, just that loss. But speaking of payback, they beat, you know, the Longhorns twice last year, and there's nothing better for Texas in their mind than to come to Athens and get a little payback. I think that might be the biggest game when you talk about at home, right, this year, or is it Ole Miss?
No, I think it's that Texas game, just because of what Texas looks to be in this current SEC and the way that they are moving forward. You know, yes, they have Arch Manning this year, but you know, last year you see them landing Justice Terry. They're recruiting very well. They're putting all the pieces together to sort of be what Georgia had been in the past. I think that Alabama game at the end of September is hugely important for Georgia, because then the narrative forms if they lose that game. Well, okay, maybe this is something specific here with Alabama, because Kirby Smart, for all that he has done in college football, he's 104-13 against non-Alabama teams, 104-14 against non-Alabama teams. In his time as a head coach, he's 1-6 against Alabama. And if he's now got 2 straight losses against Kalen DeBoer, you have a lot of questions about, okay, why can't you seem to get it done against Alabama? Especially because of, as of late, in my opinion, Georgia's had the more talented team than Alabama. But for whatever reason, Georgia finds ways to lose games against Alabama that, quite frankly, they should be winning.
Hey, Connor, I know there was a lot of stuff that was talked about, but did they have any consensuses built about any of the big topics from the SEC meetings now it's over?
No, nothing official has come about. This always sort of seems to be the case where there's all this talk and this gusto that we're going to get stuff done and we're going to get things accomplished. We're not really any closer to that. Part of this is because the House settlement still remains unsigned. Judge Claudia Wilkin has had this thing on her desk for over 2 weeks now, and we're still sort of waiting for some finality in that regard. It does sound like, I think we're getting closer to a defined playoff model of 5 automatic conference champions and then the 11 highest ranked at larges after that. I know there were some people that were worried about, you know, what does an automatic qualifier look like where the SEC and Big Ten get 4 teams in each. But I think the SEC is really going to have to make a decision on what do they do with, you know, 8 in-conference games or 9 in-conference games, and then what does that mean for big non-conference schedules? Because I think as Kirby had laid out this past week, there's benefit to be had for the SEC when you're scheduling these big out-of-conference games. You know, Georgia last year benefited tremendously from playing a Clemson. And you win those games, but if you turn, say, a UMass or a Charlotte that Georgia almost always plays into a Texas A&M, into an Oklahoma, it just makes winning harder. And I think the SEC, in some regard, is willing to look out for itself. And while, yes, I know people in the Big Ten want to see Georgia and want to see...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
SEC go to a 9-game conference schedule. I think from Georgia's standpoint, they're very comfortable staying at 8, scheduling big non-conference games, and going about their schedule in that regard.
Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. Big recruiting weekend this past weekend. Going to continue to be that way throughout the month of June.
Great stuff. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, Connor.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.